All right, we are live, people.
What's going on? Oh,
right.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on, Anime? Welcome back to Anime Podcast, episode 40.
40.
Dude, the last one I was in was like 10.
That's not true. But the last one you were in wasn't like...
Never.
Wait, we have a new guest.
We have a new guest, guys.
What's his name?
What is your name?
Kason.
This is our good buddy and friend, Kason.
Do we need to ask him to...
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I met Sam out of these four first back in 8th or 9th grade.
Wrong. Sorry, I missed the question. I didn't understand
the question. Sam introduced me to the group about 3 or 4 years ago. And I've never been on the podcast.
Why? I don't know.
It just never happened until now. And as long anime fans will know, we haven't recorded a podcast video in over a year. And so this surprise, guys. I bet you guys weren't expecting this. You probably thought we were going to stop doing podcasts.
All four of you were happy.
290.
Yeah, geez. We
all
have
four of our consistent viewers.
Hey, we have a community of people that watch us. All right. They're there. But yeah, it's been a year's time, so what better way to catch up over a year's time than make a podcast? So that's why we're here, fellas.
So why are we in this weird room?
Yes, this isn't our normal backdrop. This is actually our new house that we just bought. This is our office room in our
we made
big
the
mansion.
Anime house is real.
This is the anime office. This is where we join together for our collaborative meetings.
We got some art over there. Can't see it, but
very expensive art piece. Made for anime specifically by
this table was $10,000.
By who? Yes, Leonardo. You know the famous one.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes.
What
he sculpted our house.
They actually found
he sculpted our house. It's one piece. Just in a big marble.
No, but we're in Phoenix right now, hanging out with...
Actually, yeah, we're in Phoenix.
Yeah, sorry.
Yep, our house is in Phoenix.
This is actually our house in Phoenix. That's actually in an apartment complex.
We bought the building. We almost
bought the whole building. And rented out this room for a couple hours.
Rented it out for ourselves.
We own this room. We didn't rent it.
So yeah, we're in a conference room. That's how we got here.
This is how we're going to be doing the podcast from now on.
Because AliExpress sponsored us and we made big bucks.
That's true.
Sports Case sponsored us.
They did. But yeah, so we're in Arizona because I live here now.
Yep.
And they're down visiting.
That's right, hanging out. He moved in the day before we came down here, so that was pretty cool.
2 days ago.
So we've just been chilling, hanging out, and we're like, you know what? The fans deserve another episode. And so here we are.
What's the name of that guy that watched like all your Easter egg streams?
I
don't remember.
It was Calvin. He's gonna watch this.
I hope he does. I hope you do.
Leave a comment.
Leave a comment, subscribe, you know,
do the whole thing. Or if you already
know. What about all the people that had Kim as a profile picture?
That was crazy. That was scary. I think he got scared when all that went down. I was like, I'm gonna get attacked.
Nice, Kaden. Oh, sorry, you're such a drunk man.
I'm sorry to my epic reaction fans out there. Appreciation. Go run up my Final Fantasy video. Needs more views.
Shameless plug out of the way.
Just saying. Put some work into that.
We got some stories we can tell.
Yeah, we have a year's worth of things we can tell about our lives. So, the last thing Jackson brought up today, that the last thing we were talking about on the last podcast episode was going to the Noel Miller concert.
Show.
the show.
Was it a concert?
Alex kept saying concert. But yeah, so we went to that, which was a super fun trip. It was me, Jackson, Sam, and Alex, who's not here.
They know Alex.
Yes, they know him. And so yeah, we went to Vegas and bought a hotel, motel room.
We bought it?
Yeah, we bought it.
A hotel.
We got a hotel room for the night and just went down there and watched the show, which was epic.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's like the next big thing since like your last episode.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I know. It was a super fun trip. We all had a blast. I
tried recording. That was almost 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago.
No.
We made that
was in 23.
Oh, fuck.
We made a time lapse of us playing like children in the park. That was pretty fun, and we were just like playing.
We're playing parkour.
It was quite fun. We hurt ourselves. We hurt each other. But laughs were shared, and that's what matters.
Why are you talking to the viewers like that, man? It's like you're trying to like.
I'm trying to sell them.
Sell them.
I don't know
a little bit about selling people.
Yeah.
What? Selling people?
Sell me this phone.
Does this phone have all your stuff and information? Because it's now mine, and if you want it back, you're going to have to give me $500.
Okay, you got $500. That's a good sell. Is that how you sell your pest control?
Yep. Blackmail is the best way to go.
Nice.
You heard it first.
Mm. Impressive. Speaking of sales, I worked a pretty shitty sales job when I was back east in the state of Georgia. I had to sell AT&T to people in Sam's Club.
Oof.
And I just had to sit at the kiosk.
My club?
His club.
Yeah, we should go to Sam's Club. That's the other Sam.
Oh, yeah, the big Sam.
Just had to sit there at the kiosk and pitch at people all day long.
Do you still hate Lowe's?
Lowe's?
Oh, yeah.
He still got that Lowe's beef.
Even though I got an interview from Lowe's. Keep
that on the down low.
Did you get the job?
I actually didn't do the interview. They said, you want it? I said, sure. And then I said, never mind. Because they're not my guys.
Home Depot.
I'm low key feuding with Home Depot too, but we're going to keep that on.
They're not giving your job.
They wouldn't accept that.
But a story that I thought would be better to tell, since Casey's here, is the cabin trip story for your birthday.
Cabin trip was very epic.
Very good original idea.
Tell the story.
Well, I guess it begins with.
Who tells it?
Do we?
Who is first on the scene?
No. Do we tell the story?
Let's leave out everything.
We can just say, like, we did some fun stuff. No, but.
To say we boogied down. That's the code word.
So. End of August, beginning of September 2023, all of us homies went up to Sam's cabin to celebrate my 20th birthday, and we flew this motherfucker out, which was super dope.
I had to get a job at Culver's for 3 months so I could make this trip.
It all worked out, and me and Sam drove down to Vegas to pick him up, which was dope.
And now we're back. Alex was there.
Was he in the car?
Yeah, Alex was there.
Can't remember that.
Yes, Alex was there.
Sorry, my memory.
Maybe he should be telling the story.
Okay, someone else tell the story.
Okay, so.
So Sam's car was having. Sam's truck was having truck troubles. Yeah,
as always.
Yeah, on the way down.
Storm hit.
My shit got a little fucked.
And
I had to buy scissors and just chop it off.
Yeah, and so there were 40 minutes late to picking me up.
It happens. That was like a crazy storm.
It never happens to me.
A crazy ass storm. Do you guys remember that storm?
No, I wasn't there. I was in the sky.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyways. On the way home, we had to stop and pull over on the side of the road to finish the cut job that you couldn't finish earlier.
Yep, I remember that.
And standing on that freeway was
a little scary.
Scary.
A little scary.
Cars were flying by at like 80 miles per hour.
It was a little scary.
Just a
and it was wet. Everything was wet. Too wet.
Too wet.
Scary. Yeah, and then we got back home.
Yep,
and
we
then
slept. At your house?
Nope. You slept at Caden's.
Oh, right.
I remember, like,
because we watched. What did we watch that night? Because
I had to work the next morning for a little bit, I think.
We watched something. I can't remember.
We watched something that night.
I'm surprised you even remember that, because I definitely didn't.
It was one of the new episodes of anime that was coming out at the time.
Maybe.
Okay, let's go to the next. I don't know what it is.
I hate my
skin.
Yeah, we went to the gym the next day. That's where Casey came into the picture.
Like dinner?
Ooh, we went to the gym. Me, you, Alex, and Caden.
That was fun.
I have a picture of all of us at the gym working out. That was fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was not there.
After that, we like all met up because we like rode in your truck, right?
Yep.
Some of us did. I think Casey rode with Cody.
Yeah.
And then who else?
Because that was
and Logan and Devin.
It was us three and Alex.
Yeah.
And then Logan and Devin came up in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should have quite laid that first day.
So we drove up there and we stopped at this sandwich place or burger place.
Hermes.
Oh, I do remember that. That was
burgers. Dude, those burgers were pretty delicious. That's all I remember.
Was it in Cedar? Right?
Yeah, it was in Cedar.
That's pretty good.
You ever had a Hermes?
Yeah, it's, you know, the place with the shakes and the burgers and
stuff. Oh, yeah.
It's good. I think you and Kobe went.
Was it when we went to your cabin?
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyways, the rest of the drive was, I don't remember.
It was nice.
I think I remember.
It was foggy, right? It was super foggy.
The fog rolling in.
No, it was foul.
You got Kobe and Casey got there before us.
Oh, that's right, you guys did.
Because we were supposed to leave like 2 hours before we actually did.
Yeah, so y'all were waiting there. And then we got there, we unloaded, we picked our beds.
Had a little bit of boogieing around.
Yeah, me and Alex shared a room downstairs. That was cool, and it was close to the outside fridge where we had some, I think, chalky milk and other good drinks and stuff.
I forgot we bought chalky milk. I remember we bought cookie dough, though.
So, yeah, just kind of... Oh, I also brought my Switch, too, so we played Smash and other stuff, which was fun. And... I can't remember the dates, because I think like we went up maybe like Friday the 1st of September or something like that.
I think we went up like...
Or maybe
yeah,
like
yeah,
October
the 1st to the 4th.
Yeah. Which was dope.
What did we do on the second day? Is that when we went to the cave?
No, that's like the third day. But listen, remember that night where it sort of... pouring rain, we ran out. Well, it started raining, and we walked out into it. We were walking down the street, and it started pouring.
And then we came back.
We ran back.
I remember that. I think it was sitting out.
We were going on an adventure, and shit got really, really wet out.
Really violent.
So,
really violent.
So we came back.
No, I remember the first day, first night. What did you guys make? Like some macaroni pasta? Like some.
It was like mac and
beefy. Yeah.
So like hamburger helper,
mac and cheese.
Mac and
cheese. It was yummy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't eat anything. I wasn't hungry.
Oh, weird. It was very good.
I remember like
because I was snacking all day. Such a fat ass.
I remember like all the snacks we bought. Like, we ate so many of them in like that first. Like,
yeah, dude.
We did. We ate most of the snacks the first.
See, that's why I wasn't.
Wait, was it the first night that you and Jackson went to the cookie dough?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can still have
the cookie dough, ate one bite, and then left it out all night.
It was an accident.
Yeah, so we started watching One Piece, the live action.
Yeah.
And then everybody kind of passed out.
Yeah.
And then it was in like, dude, Kaden and Alex went to my bed and decided to fall asleep in it.
Oh wait, this the whole time you guys were watching One Piece.
Yeah,
and you guys were watching it upstairs.
I was upstairs in the bed.
We were upstairs watching it.
But we were too hard.
So we were upstairs. That was another day.
But that was like the next day. I was in the bed, right?
No, you were. Yeah. But then you got up with us again because me and you went booging around again. Yeah.
I do kind of remember that.
And that's what happened with the cookie dough. We got it out.
We got that out the first night.
We were going to make cookies, I'm pretty sure.
No, we weren't.
We're just going to eat the raw cookie dough.
Yeah.
We're
like, let's take some.
I think
of all
the bombs. I didn't even get a bite. I forgot to take a bite.
I took a bite.
Set it down.
Waited for Sam. Sam kept making noises in the bathroom. He came out and said, let's go to bed. And I said, okay.
He just set it down.
He just walked away. And then I remember hearing somebody go, oh, who let the cookie dough out? The next morning. I
would always make sure to be like one of the first people in the shower because some people would be in there long.
Dude.
And use up all the hot water for the next person that would try to go with
you. You were the last one to shower. I made sure to shower before you because you used all the hot water when you showered. That's why you're right now.
I always showered right after you.
Yeah, I was usually always the first one.
Who didn't get the shower? Someone didn't get the shower.
Alex? I don't know. Yeah, that morning we had cereal and orange juice.
Ooh, yes, that orange juice was good.
And chocolate milk.
Sam wasn't feeling so good.
Well, no, that morning I woke up fine and then we had some candies. We went outside and we kind of just like stood in the nature. I went back inside because I didn't feel too great and I went to sleep.
For a while. He exited the scene.
Was it the second day that like we went out to that like burger place?
Yeah, because we left Sam. And then we got there and Kobe got sick.
Oh, yeah, because we had a
game. You guys brought me home back.
Was it just you that was at the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just waiting. I didn't feel the best.
But I can't remember if that burger was good or not, but we definitely had it.
I had a pulled pork sandwich, like a barbecue one. It's pretty good.
And then. Third day was chill.
We're jumping around in the story a lot. There's a lot more that happened.
My memory stays.
Well, after.
I can't remember much.
Oh!
After I got up, started feeling a little bit better, we were playing ping pong. Like, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And. It was me and Jackson, and it's Caden and Alex.
Oh, yes.
And me and Jackson got killed.
Beautiful.
Jackson, I think Jackson went like 1-for-17 from the field.
Don't give me that shit.
I went like 4-for-12, probably. 33%.
How'd you shoot 5 less shots than me for taking turns at the same time?
Don't ask questions. And I don't remember after that.
Okay, this story's loud.
Well, the cave.
Loud. We did go to the cave. At this cave, we found somebody dwelling in the dark.
Muhammad.
Muhammad, yeah. He had one line of dialogue.
He was a very brave man, and we took him deep into the caves. And like
the cave,
him there.
I thought it was going to be epic, because I thought it was going to be far, and then it was like...
It was never far. Yeah.
Well, wasn't there like a super... narrow path
at the very end, yeah.
Where are you gonna go through that? You almost, I fly it.
Oh, yeah, I was looking at that. Too much problem.
you still ended up crawling with Muhammad and Alex, the cracks.
Which, well, it's
that was when we exited the cave. There was that crack next to the main entrance. Me and Alex went like 70 feet deep into it. Turned around.
God, it was a little scary.
Muhammad bonked his head really hard. We had to crawl through this like little opening, and there's like a rock coming down, and he like stuck his head through it.
Wasn't he wearing like sandals or something? Bro. I swear. Yeah. He was like slipping around.
Yeah.
He slipped too. He's a tough man.
I remember him.
Yeah, we were walking on like really wet, moist rocks.
And I feel was like rocks.
And there's a gap that went down, like just big enough for your foot. And the rock on this side was like sharp. And his foot slipped and his whole shin scraped down the rock and he didn't even react. He just kept walking.
He's a little different.
That's hilarious. Damn, bro was just taking hit after
hit. No, he did fall over too. He slipped and like fell on his ass in the rocky ass cave. And I don't even think he said anything about that either.
Somebody said, "Are you good?" He said, "Yeah."
You guys said, "Are you good?"
Trooper for real.
Because he was walking in front of me. I was witnessing it all.
That's hilarious. It was too dark. I just heard him fall. It was like a just fall.
You good? But he was a little scary because I was the first one to go into the cave. While I was waiting for them, I heard a voice like from the dark in the cave. No,
couldn't you see him.
And it was just like, "Can you be my friend?" And I was like, "Hold on a second." And I waited for them to get in, and then we found him. Like, he was like, "Golem, huddle up in
the cave." Yeah, our introduction to him was we climbed out into the hole and got to the gate, and you have to like go underneath something to get in. So it's like a tough. If you get in there and something's in there, it's gonna be hard to get out really quick. And all you hear coming out of the dark is just like,
asking,
"Do you wanna be my friend? Can you help me?"
Yeah, what was his line of dialogue? It was like, something about an uncle.
He said, something means uncle.
I'm gonna be an uncle or something like that.
Yeah, he like said something in a different language and said, "This means uncle."
Yeah, he had a.
That's all he said.
He had like it was four lines of dialogue that
it was a bit confusing. To be honest, we had to decipher what he was saying.
Except for what it was the same. Yeah, that kid was cool. He was a kid. He was a dude, I think, actually.
A dude, man.
Kid. He was like 22. But he was a special lad.
Sam was tasking me with responding to some ladies on Tinder.
Because he needed that Riz response.
I didn't want to do it.
I think I shot 50% from the field.
I think you shot like 100.
I think I shot 100% from the field. That week.
I read some of the shit you said. It's like out of pocket, but it worked.
Out of pocket Riz be like.
They like the out of pocket shit most of the
time. You said something about like, she likes speed. You, me, and those slopes. A great combination, let me tell ya. Like, that is exactly what you said. And it worked. I don't know how
I do remember something like that.
It worked though.
Yeah, I was really in my bag.
It was like the smiley face emoji that like other people use.
Yeah, I was in my bag. I was coking. Yeah, I remember being at the pizza place. I was getting really, let's say, paranoid. Really red would be apparently there, and then that random rainstorm came, and they had to like shut the windows. Another random rainstorm. Never expect them in those mountains.
That's
right. And that night was horrendous.
Yep.
That night ended in death.
Me, Kason, Kobe, and I think was it Alex or you? I don't know if it was you. We went out in my truck, remember?
That was
everywhere. Yeah, and we come to I tried my hardest to get Jackson to come.
I wanted
could
to.
Not, I could not resurrect that man.
I died that night. I boogied around a lot, and then I sat down on the couch, and then this guy turned on Meat Canyon videos.
Dude,
freaking me out in my paranoid state of mind so badly I had to go upstairs and lay down, and then I never left the couch.
Oh, that's funny. Dude, remember, I hated those Meat Canyon videos. I always, like, left.
I was trying so, because I had to sit down somewhere, because I was so boogied out.
Yeah.
And, but... the only place I could sit down was that couch, and then that was on, and I was like, I tried to look away, but I can still hear it.
I'm pretty sure I remember, like, when they were out, I was upstairs with you, and you're just, like, passed out on the couch.
Dude,
I'm just chilling on my phone.
I know, I
before
remember
we left, I remember coming to you, like, an hour before we were gonna leave, and I was like, get up, we're gonna go on an adventure. And you were like, give me 30 more minutes. I was like, alright. And I came back, and I was like, alright, we're leaving soon, and you're like, I was like, get up, like, do you want to come? And you're like, yeah. And I was like, then get up. And you're like, and then you wouldn't get up.
Yeah, I felt too deep. I felt really deep, I guess.
Deep. Let's
and that next morning was depressing. Because we learned that Sam stayed up all night cleaning the house.
I did. I cleaned.
And then we all felt bad because he cleaned all our shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were all...
I wasn't tired, and I wanted to be able to, like, sleep in tomorrow, so I just got everything done.
He really cleaned up all our shit and mess we made. So
that bitch is clean as hell.
Yeah, he did good shit. I think I remember waking up and coming down and finding you in the hammock, like, some old sage, like, overlooking your land.
Wait, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, we all came, and he was just in his hammock, and you were just, like, overlooking your front yard, and, like, some old white sage.
Peaceful as hell.
And I was just, like, turning there, looking up.
It was, like, bright day of morning, and I just woke up, and I came down, and you were already in the hammock.
Dude, that was chilling.
I think that was actually the day, the morning of the second day? Maybe it was the morning of the...
I don't remember.
Who knows these days?
I know I was in the hammock on the last day.
Yeah, and then there was that awful
because, yeah, then we leave Monday.
Yeah, we drove home.
And then me and Jackson went to Vegas. Fun time.
And I had an ice cream.
What?
You remember? My ice cream, my...
I got to drive my dad's cars.
Oh!
Yeah, he got some ice cream.
So you know what we should talk about? Gosh, my life's too inappropriate now to talk about.
No, we can talk about Thailand.
Yeah, you should. It's funny.
The drinking age in Thailand is 18. So.
They have a guess. So.
So me and Sam went to Thailand in November
of 2023.
And the laws there are different.
Well, actually, hold on. This is a perfect segue for our last story. Right where we were, we went to your dad's place,
and we had dinner.
And while we were at dinner, his dad mentioned to Sam that they were going to Thailand in November and asked if he wanted to come. And somehow we just got me in the question.
I remember he was like, do you want to come? And Jackson was sitting next to me. And I was like, I'll come if you can come. And then he paid for everything for you.
Yep. Sam got me in, and then it was like, shit, I might go to Thailand now. And so I went home, worked my ass off at Culver's, quit my job a week and a half before I went to Thailand. Literally walked out on that bitch mid-shift, left the grill. I said, I'm done. And
mid-shift?
Yeah, dude, I literally had just gotten there. It was both me and the other grill guy. We were just like, should we sleep?
Both of the grill guys?
Because he had another job lined up, and I pretty much did too. So he was like, I'm fed up with this shit. I was like, me too. He was like, we should just leave. And I was like, bet. We left and walked over to Popeye's. And then But then we went to Thailand. So I had to fly to Vegas because I was in Georgia, and your dad even paid for that, which was insane.
And he paid for us to get our passports and like.
Oh yeah, the passport trouble. That was freaky.
That was very scary.
Because mistakes kept being made and shit wasn't going to the right place, and his dad's an angry Irishman. And so if you're on the wrong side,
Scottish.
Woo.
Yep, Trey's angry.
It's just if you make a mistake, he's gonna be on your ass about
he,
it.
He what did he say to you when you fucked
up? I just remember every time we called, he was yelling.
What was he saying? Remember when you forgot to put something in the envelope? And like you damn near fucked it up?
Dude, I think I disregarded it with trauma. It was so scary.
I remember him called me and was like, Jackson forgot to put this in his. He's so fucking stupid. And I was like, oh, he did? And he's like, God. And then he just started like talking some mad shit about you. And he was like, I
see, can't be on his bad side. Put you in terrible places. But we got through it. I got my passport.
He doesn't hold grudges.
No, he doesn't.
That's the thing. He can be like pissed at you, like wanting to kill you. And 30 minutes later, best friend. It's like he forgets.
Exactly. So it was all good. It was all good. I just know how he acts. It's okay. So, yeah, he covered everything. And I flew to Vegas. Sam picked me up.
We should talk about the stories where we were calling them so that they're included.
Yeah.
We were on the phone with him one night. We were on the phone with him and Kobe a bunch.
Yeah.
It was like, I literally just woke up in the morning and I was staying, or I was sleeping over in Macy's, and it was like nighttime for you guys.
Yeah.
Like morning for me, nighttime for you guys.
We had just gotten home
from the walking street.
But,
and that was when I FaceTimed. You guys definitely were having a good time. I was glad for it.
I remember
we had
first night, I passed away. I perished.
How long were you guys there for?
We were there for like a week.
Here, let me go through. What's the hot chicken place we went to?
The what?
The hot chicken place we went to in Vegas.
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Dave's Hot Chicken? Yeah, we went to that one. The one owned by Drake.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yeah, we ate there and then I realized, why did I eat hot chicken when I'm about to fly on a 13-hour flight? So I got really worried that I was going to have some fucked up.
But
shit.
On the airlines, once we got to Korea, we were allowed to drink wine on the plane.
Okay, you're jumping ahead a little bit. Yeah, we flew out that night at like 10:15 p.m. There was this whole kerfuffle where we did not know how to check our bags because apparently they don't open the checking lanes for flights until like an hour or two, like 2 hours before the flight. So, yeah, I was a little worried. I was like, shit, where the fuck did we go?
Yeah, I was like not looking forward to calling my dad and telling him I fucked it up.
Yeah, I remember. So, we asked so many people and they kept sending us in different directions and it was just fucked up. And then we got on the plane at like 10:15 p.m. By the way, I bought the neck pillow.
Were you guys on the plane by yourselves?
Yeah.
Like, just me and Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no adults. We traveled internationally, just me and him. It was kind of scary.
It was interesting. It was cool.
It was kind of stressful.
I bet.
But that means we got to, like, walk wherever we wanted in the airport.
It was only really weird when we got to Seoul, and then we had to, like, kind of figure out how to get to our next place, and I mean, I guess it showed it all in English, but
that was a big ass airport. That airport was massive. It's the biggest airport I've seen.
It was like a fashion show.
It was in Incheon.
Yeah.
Korea.
Seoul.
I don't think it was in Seoul.
It was.
It was probably in Seoul.
I literally have my ticket still. They're in
Seoul.
My room.
It was Seoul. The airport was named
Incheon. I don't know how to say it. Don't listen to me, but still. Anyways, yeah, the airport was sick. Big ass mall.
It was literally a big ass mall.
Big ass mall. We got these sandwiches and coffee.
They were
like egg salad sandwiches.
Yeah, they were all right.
They were fine.
Nothing was open yet. We got there at like 5 in the morning.
Yeah. Then we flew from there to Bangkok.
Bangkok.
And that was a 6-hour flight. We watched The Flash on that flight.
We watched The Flash.
I liked it. I didn't think it was terrible. I thought it was funny.
I watched.
Enjoyable, and the characters were cool.
I watched the one where it's Woody Harrelson coaching the squad of basketball players.
Yeah, we watched that movie.
Very funny movie.
I was not impressed.
You were impressed?
No, I was wrong.
Dude, I thought it was
very funny. I was like, it just, I don't
know. It was so surreal.
We also watched Infinity War.
That was
classic.
That's
and then we started.
The best of
yeah. Then we started Man of Steel and never finished it.
No, because we landed. That flight was only like 6 hours.
But yeah. We played BTD5 a lot on that flight.
The first one was like 14 hours, so.
That's crazy.
We did play Balloons TD5.
But then we got there and it was hot and humid. And it was weird because it's like November, but it's like almost 100 over there.
And we were tasked with trying to find.
I gotta go find customs in this airport I've never been to in a foreign country.
And then find my father in the sea of people. And when we found him, he was like walking up to us. And I was like calling up to him, hey dad. And he like looked at me and told me no. Like I was like trying to sell him something and kept walking. And I was like,
I remember that.
And then he realized it was me. And he was like, oh, but he just told me no. Like, he was like,
no, son.
And kept walking.
That shit's hilarious. Yeah, I had to get a prepaid SIM card while I was out there, and it was sick. You had 5G basically anywhere. Like you think you'd be in the middle of nowhere, full bars 5G. That shit worked everywhere.
It's pretty crazy.
It was fire, and it was only like $8.
Shit was cheap there.
Yeah,
cheap.
You just buy those prepaid SIM cards, bro.
When was the first time you called your COVID?
That.
What were we doing?
It was the first time walking.
No, that was Caden. We were on the phone with Caden the first night.
We called them both.
Well.
Second. Never mind. We called them the morning of the second day of in Hawaii.
Wait, is that no. Is that the day that...
No, it's the day after.
Okay, so what were we doing?
I don't know, I think you guys were both just... Oh, you showed us the apartment and everything.
Wait, we
showed
them the Airbnb. Yeah, it was that morning you came down
here.
What was
the first time we called you when it was nighttime?
It was, I think, the night after, so the morning after for me, and you guys were like walking around, I think, just looked very partied out.
Having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we went out, that's when we went out ourselves.
The second night, yeah.
And that's where we found the pizza place, the Italian place.
No, that was the last night we were there.
That was the last night?
Yeah, because I remember your dad was like, pick a place to eat. And we picked that one because it was near the walking street. So we knew how to like get there, because we had to like direct the guy there.
What?
So the first time we were there, we were actually in Bangkok, and we were at your sister-in-law's place. We stayed there, and I didn't really feel tuckered out from the flight until that night, but,
that night was...
We pre-game dinner.
With my dad, of course.
With his dad.
He's always a part of those.
Yeah. We'll refer to him as the Deej from here on out.
The DJ.
Yeah, we pre-game with him while we were listening to Avenged Sevenfold music, and you were talking to your dad about your guitar and how you can...
Like, I was like trying to convince him to buy me.
Oh yeah,
it worked.
We went to this Thai place that your sister-in-law said it was like where like Thai people go. It's not really as touristy, so it's like the local place.
It was very spicy.
Yes,
I ate one dish that I didn't ask what it was. Yeah, that shit was hot.
I finished the sample they gave me, and it was too hot. I had hiccups all night long. Aggressive hiccups all
Aggressive
night long.
Hiccups. That's terrible.
But
we had the tower.
Yeah, we had the tower at the table with us, and we went through like two of those.
That And then we went home. And I called you.
Hold on, we went to 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
Sam had to pee, so he peed around the corner.
I just peed on the side.
He peed on the street, around the corner. And then we were looking for a lighter. Don't ask us why. And they ended up giving us a lighter for free. You remember?
Oh, I remember why we needed the lighter.
We were trying to get a lighter, and they ended up giving it to us for free. I don't know why. We were just like
trying
to get it.
They were flirting with us.
I guess they were flirting with us. They're like, here, have my lighter. I said, okay.
Because you knew I was hearing what they were saying in Thai.
Oh. We love that.
I had no idea what they were saying.
No, me either.
We were like trying to like.
Because we're trying to like, we're like
tell them which thing we were pointing at, and they were pointing at everything else. It took like 10 minutes. We were like, that. And they pointed at like this big ass bottle of like whiskey, and we were like,
oh yeah. It took so long. We got a free lighter, and then we went home, and then we.
I called you, remember? I was out on the balcony. Jackson went to like go to the bathroom or something.
Oh no, the hot chicken.
I called you, and I was out on the balcony just chilling.
Unload the hot chicken.
Good description there.
Dude, it was
a room.
You should tell about your dark times after I passed out in the bathroom.
So we went to the room to go to bed. But I was like, we should stay up and like do one more together.
Nope. I was.
And you were like that. You were like, okay. That's okay. So I sat there on my phone. He passed out.
I passed out sitting on his bed.
Yeah, well, so I had to go to
the middle
bed.
Of the night.
He passed out, and I was like, damn, I really wanted to do that with him. I guess I'll just do it by myself. So I put my headphones on and started blasting Nana.
Nana music.
And I took one myself and sat at the bathroom window. And it was a real scene. It was a real scene.
Dude, it stunk so bad.
It was bad, though. Because then I went to bed. And I woke up at 5 a.m. with this stench in my nose that would not go away no matter where I went. And it was so terrible for like half the day. It was stuck in my nose, dude. Right. Remember when we stopped at that bathroom to pee and there was all the lizards?
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
It was like an outdoor bathroom. It was kind of crazy. But there was a bunch of lizards and like big ass spiders. Yeah. It gets tropical.
Yeah, we drove from Bangkok to Wahin, and that was about like a, what, 2 hour drive? It was like a 2 hour drive. 4 hour drive?
Or maybe Wahin?
We left the next day.
Wahin. Okay.
I think it was like a 2 hour drive.
And then we got to our, it was two?
Four?
It was like a 6 hour drive.
It was like four. It was four. It was 4 hour drive, guys. That drive was long.
Yes.
But we got to see like the city of Bangkok, I guess.
Did we get a flat tire too?
No.
We got a flat tire. We had to get it changed. Remember they didn't repair it? We were like sitting in that shop for a while, and they jacked up the van with us in it.
That was that was weird. We did have to do
that.
That
was like.
That's crazy.
We were in the car as he jacked it up. I was like, dude, if we crush this man's head, I'm about to be in a live leak video.
He was
using
like a
God.
teeny ass little floor jack to lift the whole van, all of us in it, and didn't even like use jack stands or anything. It started working.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta do it sometimes.
It was weird.
That's how it was in Thailand. Right?
We literally, it was like, we just pulled into a thing right off the road, too.
Yeah.
But we got to Wahin and we got to see the Airbnb and we were right on the beach. It was a very tropical environment. We had like a lazy river running through our entire area. There was an infinity pool. There was the beach right there.
First night we had the entire like main house to ourselves because everybody else wasn't there yet. That was sick.
Yeah, Sam had to sleep in the master bedroom in the king bed.
Ooh.
And
on top of the covers, fully clothed.
I slept in my room that I slept in the entire road trip there.
Then you had a journey trying to turn off all the lights.
Yep, I had to go through the entire house and turn off all the lights, and there were just so many light switches everywhere, and none of them made sense to where they were connected to. Oh my gosh.
Wasn't there one like in the hall? There was one in a whack place that like turned off a light. That
was later when we were trying to turn the light off on the porch. And we could not find that light for the life of us, and it was actually outside. But yeah, so why was Sam just dead on the bed? Because we went to a seafood place first.
Yeah.
We went to a restaurant on the beach. And remember when we went out to dinner, it was always like, all right, order a bunch of things. It's just buffet style, pretty much is what it felt like.
I got pretty tired of the Thai food pretty fast.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. We kind of wanted American food. And then we found McDonald's. McDonald's
things,
had these samurai burgers.
Teriyaki beef burgers. So
best McDonald's item I've ever had. Mm. And they had a double one too.
Mm. So
a few of those.
Dude, I ate so many Big Macs. We went to, in one day, we like ate McDonald's, then KFC, then Cold Stone, and then got like pretzel bites.
Don't forget we had McDonald's twice that day.
KFC, we got full meals, walked eight, and then it was like you had to leave the restaurant after you ate. And we walked out and then walked back in and ordered again and ate more.
We felt so fat, but it was so lit. Until they didn't give us our bucket of chicken, they served it to us on trays. That was criminal.
Criminal.
Yeah, criminal. That mall we were in was like eight stories.
It was so weird. It was. It was like an eight-story mall.
It was so big.
That is crazy.
And every floor represented like a different place in the world.
Yeah.
Really?
And the top floor was like San Francisco. And then the floor below that was like...
And San Francisco had like pizza places and stuff.
Yeah, the floor below that was like Hong Kong. And then like below that even was...
London.
Yeah, London was one of them.
Damn.
It was just crazy because it was something like an airport. And so as you rise to each level or go to each level, it was a different place you were.
Landing. You have the picture looking down.
Yeah. But they can't see that.
Stories.
Just yeah, show they can see that. Pull up on the phone. Here, camera.
You just edited it.
Yeah, this is not edited. Raw footage, baby.
Raw footage.
This is how it's always been done. They know this.
So, what's going on in the world?
The political and economical state of the world right now? I don't know.
I don't even know.
But you boys definitely had a good trip in Thailand, it sounds like.
Yeah. Wish we could take one all four of us.
That would...
Eventually.
We could definitely make that happen.
It's so expensive to go over
there. Especially when you don't have an infinite money source.
Like, yeah, one night we went to go out. Just me and Jackson went out. My dad gave me like $300. And
gotcha.
He was like telling us to like pay like per drink. So like to not like rack up a tab.
Yeah.
I was like, and then his words, he said, because you don't have infinite money like me. And I was like, okay.
Dude, literally announced it to the world. He is the infinite money source.
It was awesome going out with him when he came.
Yeah, it was. When he was there,
the world.
He really was
the DJ.
It's like a trailer for a movie.
The DJ. Why are y'all looking at me?
What else do you want to talk about, Sam?
I don't know, we need to get Kaysen included.
I know Kaysen. What are the three questions we ask people who come on?
Let's go watch the first video.
Favorite,
like,
you guys have
favorite anime, favorite game,
favorite movie,
favorite
show.
And your name and age.
Height.
And occupation. I'm just kidding.
Go ahead. Sports anything. Quick fire.
Kaysen, I'm 20. Favorite anime.
21.
Favorite anime, Full Metal Alchemist.
What were the other questions?
Favorite game.
Favorite game. I was thinking about saying that. Zelda Breath of the Wild is a very good contender.
Good
contender. Who's the winner?
Elden Ring.
Shut up.
I haven't played Elden Ring. Probably Zelda Breath of the Wild. And favorite movie. Captain America Winter Soldier.
Wait, we should answer this again. If they've changed.
Okay. Sure. We can do that. It's been a while.
Ask me the first question.
Who are you? What's your occupation?
I'm Jackson. I'm a full-time Mulder.
Mulder?
How old are you, Sonny?
25.
He's 21.
He's 25. He has two kids and a wife.
Yep.
That's why
he wants to. What is your favorite?
I'd probably have to say that one with the one with the one, that guy. let me give that thought. I don't have an anime on my mind. Let's just say Nana.
No, Beck!
Gotcha.
It's Beck. Okay. It's a good, very good choice.
You haven't seen it?
Alright, what's your favorite name?
Okay. Well, probably you have to say the Persona 3 Portal.
Favorite movie?
Would probably have to be...
Dude, I don't even know if I could answer that question. My favorite movie. I don't know.
Let me just give you a random one right now that I liked recently. The Whale. With Brendan Fraser. The Whale. That was a good ass movie, bro. Made me cry on the plane. Aww. Sad movie.
Aww. Sad movie.
Right next to you as you're sleeping.
Really?
On the yes. Plane. Really?
Can you hear me? What is your favorite? What is your name?
Kato. My name is Kaden, guys.
Your age?
21.
Occupation?
Burger flipper.
Okay. Favorite friend?
You guys.
No, you guys.
I didn't say plural, did I?
I think I heard friends.
Macy.
Aww,
dude. You said single friend. I can't single out with you guys.
You didn't put a single about Macy. Let's look at that.
Yeah, you know what?
That's my girlfriend.
Just get on with it. What's your favorite anime to do?
Okay, Jackson. That was the answer.
Why'd you wait until we were moving on to answer? There was no more pressure.
Okay, well, there you go.
Well, we got our answer. And it's a good one.
I'd probably also have to agree with Jackson. Either Beck or Monster. Those are like peak, but probably Beck. Because it's very good.
I know what's your favorite movie?
Probably The Thing 1982 with Kurt Russell.
You didn't say favorite video game, right?
Oh,
food. And any video game that's not Final Fantasy or Persona. Make it hard for you.
I really like Black Ops 3 Zombies.
Okay, sorry. But what would you say if I didn't ban this?
Probably Final Fantasy 7.
There you have it, folks.
Yep.
You guys.
Sam, what is your name?
Sam.
And age?
21.
And age?
22.
And occupation?
Professional.
He's just a professional.
Professional, okay. Favorite anime?
Devilman Crybaby.
Favorite manga?
They didn't get these questions. I've never read any.
You have to say something.
One Piece.
Oh, good one. I haven't heard that name in a while. Favorite movie?
Probably
favorite movie of all time. That's lit.
Okay. Favorite song?
What?
Favorite song?
Shepherd of Fire or the Shepherd of Fire?
Favorite video game?
Favorite song?
Yeah, just one at a time here.
His favorite video game is Elden Ring.
His favorite video game is Elden Ring.
Favorite
movie? I've already answered that.
What'd you say?
Can you just
make sure you say it again? Favorite song?
Damned.
Alright, now that we're really close to each other, we need to get even closer. Jason, we can ask you anything and you cannot back out. We are hazing you. Welcome to Anime.
Everything and anything we answered and discussed.
Ask the first question.
So, okay, so what's your blood type?
I doubt he knows.
Didn't hunt up.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah. Looks like an O negative guy.
He's a pretty one.
Yeah, I think you're pretty rare.
Oh. Yeah.
What do you want to ask him?
So, like, what's your, like, phone number and stuff?
Who do I want?
Here, I got you. It's...
He told me that somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
817-5442. That's not yours.
Kaden, what is your...
Hello, Kaden.
Sam, what's your question? You had all this time to think.
Who's your favorite talking stage?
Huh? What does that mean?
Like, all time. Going back all the life. Every single person you've talked to.
Oh,
because you only have one answer.
That is very weird. You have to, or we beat you.
That is the rules.
Remember what happened last night?
Huh?
This is a question.
That's a threat.
Lacey don't watch this.
Oh, shit. Yes, so I guess he doesn't have to answer it, but he will be receiving a meeting later. Anyways.
You don't want to answer it?
He will
receive a meeting. Alright, Jackson, you gotta ask him a question now. Get real deep and personal.
Rate your first kiss. That's all you have to do.
Official.
Or like.
We need official and unofficial. What is
my first kiss was because like a game. So first, like,
so
official. Yeah, it's official later. You don't have to tell me about it. That's not bad. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Your question to Casey?
Oh, yes.
Unless you want to answer the question too.
Let's think of a question.
Who would win in a fight, Jackson or Sam?
This is the question.
Let's discuss this topic.
This is.
You guys can't have opinions on that.
I have no biases.
Biases?
Boom. Discuss. What do you think?
I know Sam knows how to box because he'd be like putting on them gloves and going pa pa pa. Jackson's definitely got more muscle, so I feel like he could KO punch you one hit.
I don't think he could KO. It's harder to do that than you think, especially
I was exaggerating a little bit, but
the advantages are I think Sam has
I
speed
still think
and
he
technique.
Could do
Jackson has size.
I boxed
and
for a while, but that's reach.
Reach.
Yeah.
I boxed for a while. You definitely, I think, have reach on Sam.
In a street fight, he would be.
professional, Sam would win simply due to technically.
In a street match, you could just lay on me.
Just lay on me.
Lay on me, kill me.
Yeah, folks, I'll have to hear it. Good discussion. So, Caden, write your first kiss.
Write my first kiss.
Write your first kiss.
Oh, God.
You should have been raised with his first murder.
What?
Tennis.
Oof.
10?
For a kiss?
I don't even know who it was.
No, for murder.
What was it?
Yeah, he said murder. I was in trouble. Oh. I'm just kidding. First kiss? I can't even remember who my first kiss was. It was.
I know.
It
started with a B.
Yeah, it started with a B. And was it on a B? Is it
US? Oh, wait, no. That one doesn't count. It doesn't count that one.
Okay. I think. Maybe Emma Stukey sounds good.
Jesus,
we just dropped the full name, buddy. You dropped the full name.
Bro. How many of those have been anyway?
Just maybe she could watch this.
I have no contact with her, and. Yeah.
So it's a what?
Five, I guess. I don't know. I can't really remember.
If she's watching this, she better practice since then.
She better have.
Well, I won't be practicing with her because
I mean, yeah. Not with you. Not with you.
Obviously, we practice together.
Sam, rate your first cuddle.
First cuddle?
That was the one with your mom. You remember how I said it?
Yes, I remember. What? Why are you throwing me these curveball ass questions?
I'm throwing everybody these curveball.
They both got the same question.
I can't ask you the same question. I gotta switch it up.
That works.
I gotta switch it up. Dude. I got a 7?
Explain the situation you were in the worst, most uncomfortable position with another female.
Why do I get 2 questions in a row? It's your turn for a question.
This Jackson's
turn. I'm just being host, you know.
Rate your first body.
What is that?
What do you mean? First body.
Oh, I heard boggy. Rate your first boggy. Rate it?
Yeah, rate it. Okay. And what was the context?
Yeah, why were they the best?
Oh, no. You asked rates, that's what I'll do.
Rate and you asked me to rate it and ask for context.
Yeah, rate your first body and why was it that the rate of that? Like supposed
to. And then give them tips.
Yeah.
Pointers for them to work on.
No, oh my goodness.
We're gonna keep it.
No, this is disgusting. I would rate it.
Give it
a 7. Okay, there.
Really?
Yes.
So it was a half piece of time?
At the time, I guess it was, yeah, I'll admit.
This is some weird questions.
Sam. We're all joking about Sam, never asking the questions.
I asked one question. Jackson's the only one asking all the questions.
Okay. Let's think here.
What are we putting our heads together for?
Would you rather be an intelligent ape or an intelligent human?
An intelligent ape, dude. Did you see their bodies, dude?
Yeah.
I'd have my brain and then the body, dude. I'd be able to just.
Dude, I would work out hard as if I could become the biggest one. Apes probably.
I'd be the Travis the Chimp.
If they really tried.
I
want to monkey around.
Mm-hmm. Other trees is fun already.
I think you'll just like grab everything.
Bro, I could climb on this.
I know.
Alright, let's go around the room and say something significant that's happened in the past year since the last episode.
It's extremely dark. Okay.
Yep.
So who's going first?
That's significantly dark?
Yes.
In the last year, so since April of last year.
Sure. So, sorry.
I was gonna say something good, but we can do that after.
Good. Sort of boring, good.
Mine's kind of boring. So, that was right before the time I started dating my ex. And then I dated her for a year until recently. And so I didn't hang out with you guys that much.
So, wait, what was the question?
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
He says, share something significantly dark.
Significantly deep from the past year.
I got dumped.
Oh, yeah. Got broken up with.
I did. Mm-hmm. I know you're watching this.
No! that was like meta shit right there. You're like, I got dumped.
I know you're watching this.
I can see you watching this.
You're watching it through your screen.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised.
Kaden, you?
I genuinely can't think of like a bad thing that's happened. Like in the last year.
How did you start dating?
We started dating in October of last year. Started dating again in September of 23. So like coming out for a month.
So that's the most significant thing that's happened, right?
But it's the darkest thing. That is the darkest thing because now he doesn't hang out with us anymore.
Yeah.
I guess so.
This is like because the first time.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've seen Caden in like 6 months.
Me too.
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
And I live 10 minutes from you.
From?
I live.
Oh, we love it when that happens, Caden.
I'm sorry, I'll be better, guys.
Sorry.
I just can't believe I found him.
He's
hungry.
You need to save your.
But nothing dark has happened. So I'll say nothing and pass the question on to Jackson.
I can't believe nothing dark has happened. You haven't even had one bad day.
Well, like.
Oh, it's coming.
You're gonna get it.
Well, like, genuinely thinking back on the last year, like, not every day's been perfect, but I can't think of, like, a single thing that's been, like, damn, this sucks ass right now. Or, like.
No anxiety?
Fuck you.
Yeah. Sorry. I guess maybe during the summer I was like.
Wait, the darkest thing that
depressed.
Happened to you in the last. Fuck. That hurt. My knee.
Oh,
losing.
Oh, I know.
Linkerville series.
Yeah, actually, I guess the most dramatic thing that happened was my car crash and my car got messed up and I had no car for like a month and a half.
Silly guy, crash his car.
Yeah.
Your life is too easy.
Yeah. We need to think about that. We need to do something about that.
Sorry, guys.
God's not giving you your greatest challenges.
What can I say, guys? God plays favorites, and I'm one of them.
Oh, is that so bad?
I guess so.
I'll tell something to you, God. I'll tell you something.
Well, no.
You're not a dick.
What?
Your turn.
Oh, wow.
What should I say?
No, that's a good thing. I hope you can make
an answer.
Mine's probably been me socially isolating myself in Georgia.
In Georgia?
Yeah. Remember I was just living there?
Oh, yeah.
I moved there last year in June. And the only person I went and said goodbye to in person was Sam.
I remember that. I was playing Fortnite with Caden. And when he got to my house, and Caden sold. We got second place. Because we were up on Loot Island. With the best loot, the best loot you can. And there's like one other duo left, and Caden sees like one of them shoot,
and
immediately flies in and gets killed.
Sounds about right, dude.
Dude, I'm a man of charge. I like to charge and take action, and most of the time, I get blood like a fiddle.
Like a fiddle.
Yeah.
Well, I left in June, and I never came back. I was gone. The only times I ever saw these guys was that cabin trip in September. I saw them all. And then Thailand in November. And then again, we met here in February.
And now we're here, hanging out.
Here.
That's why we had to do this, because we couldn't find a better excuse or better reason to, because we're all together.
All right. Our next podcast episode is going to be in 5 years.
It'll be in five years. It'll be at my burial site, and there'll be...
In 5 years? Episode 41 is going to be live streaming there once. That's the only time anybody will be able to see it.
Episode 41, the end of Cato. Guys, we're sad to report that the 41st episode is Cato's dead. They lower my body.
It'll just be a memory of you.
Into the field.
It's like that one guy's live stream.
And then we'll finally get picked up because you're not on the podcast anymore. You're dope. You ruined everything.
Yeah, and after that, you're like, anime
podcast episode 42. We got sponsored.
We should, what's it called when, like, people, like, take dead animals but, like, stuff them and make them look alive?
Taxidermy Caden.
Let's taxidermy Caden so we can have him. He'll just be in the podcast room.
Yeah,
so
guys, I'll just be like this.
He'll just be in the chair. I'll be like, hey, Caden.
We should make him movable. Like, have him put, like, rods with joints in his body so we can still
bend
his arms.
Who's gonna... Oh, so he just, like, uses this.
Like, it's like an action figure.
Someone's behind the chair.
Well, we should do that. I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
This is the future. You want that to be your...
I think we should invest in that.
That's your legacy.
We'll invest in, like, the robot skeleton that'll go in.
Yeah, the exoskeleton.
Like, no, yeah. Invincible.
So and then I'll actually move it, yeah. Coming out of Tron.
And he'll have superpowers.
And then he'll turn super evil against you guys.
We'll just get Disney to make an animatronic of you that's like one of those really new, like, realistic
ones. We should just put you in, like, Freddy Fazbear suit.
Well, actually, we'll just have Freddy Fazbear on set say it to you. And we'll have a voice recording inside, and every so often I'll press the button and it'll just be you going, I'm like, yeah, can you talk?
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't talk about the future of this in a podcast. Yes, because everybody knows that it's future.
Does it have a future, Jason?
Yes.
Should we record a podcast episode tomorrow? Episode 41? I think we should.
No.
Why?
Because we have to wait 5 years.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And you have to die.
Dude, in 5 years, the planet's going to be dead and YouTube's going to be deleted. And it's going to be like Fallout, where it's going to be post-apocalyptic.
So.
We'll make a podcast episode. Yeah, I'd be like, surviving the Fallout.
And then we'll get Caden.
Caden did survive.
Caden's dead. He died in the nuclear fallout.
Just as we planned.
And then you come back 5 episodes later as a zombie.
And then we tie you up and you're always there. And you're always there. Just as a zombie.
He'll be a ghoul.
A ghoul.
Mm. A Tokyo ghoul.
And then we'll kill you with the golden apple.
Oh.
And a potion of weakness.
Yes.
What the hell?
And then we'll turn you back into a regular person.
Yeah, and then we'll use.
And that'll be our big episode 15.
We'll get the trade bonus.
Right. We'll switch your occupation. We'll make you trade us good.
And then we're going to trap you in a room so you can't escape, so we can always have you for that good trade.
And force you to make more of you.
Oh,
yes. Yep, and force you to breathe.
It sounds like a life.
A small room with a bunch of beds and a lot of carrots on the floor.
Mm-hmm. And then little carts that are going to feel your babies.
And take that into other jail cells.
Yeah.
Whoa. And do the same thing.
And if you don't give us a good deal,
we're gonna
get hit, and you lose your occupation, and then we'll give it back, hoping that you give us a better
job. It will lay you off just to scare you, and give you a new job.
Yeah, but you're tortured in between our account, not giving us a good deal.
You get punched.
So that's Caden's future.
Something like Am.
Well, we can wrap it up.
Alright, guys, good podcast.
Alright, we're gonna wrap it up in a nice little bow. Put this video to rest.
That was episode 40.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed catching up with us.
If you like Kason and want him to become a regular, press Jason in the chat.
Press screenshot his face and put it as your.
If you guys want,
screenshot his face
video.
And tweet it at hashtag anime podcast.
Hashtag get Kaysen.
Put in the comments Kaysen if you want to see Kaysen in episode 41. We'll be looking at the
if
comments.
There's no comments, we're not letting you in the next episode.
Okay. If there's no comments, you guys are probably going to have to kill me.
Yeah. So,
for the next episode.
Comments, save his life.
Bye. Hope you guys enjoy. Because
probably
we're never coming
back.
Just kidding. It'll be a while. Hope you enjoyed.